What is sacred geometry?
Okay,
and how
I think
can
I should define that.
Okay, you're on.
Because it'll feed into the rest of what we get into.
Perfect.
Basically, what geometry means is to measure the earth.
Okay.
Geo for the earth and
geo, yeah.
Metry for metrics and measure to measure the earth. Well, that is unfortunately not a complete term, because when you look at the music of the spheres and the sacred geometry of the fabric of space-time, that's the sacred geometry of and the sacred ratios. And by sacred here, I mean what the creator uses to create with. I don't mean religious.
Okay.
Even though churches and temples and synagogues and mosques and Buddhas and stupas and all of these different kinds of things are made that can be associated with philosophies and religions, I'm talking about human beings or human beings with the assistance of non-earth-based beings being guided to pay attention to the patterns that the creator uses. Now, when we say creator, now we're talking about the creator of everything, and then stepping down to other beings who are like the overseers of different planets and those who oversee the earth, for instance, which some say, you know, there's different kinds of teachers and beings who are responsible for our solar system and responsible for overseeing the development of the earth and so on. So often those beings were called gods, you know, whether it's a capital G or a small g, you know, creative beings that are part of the total creative force, but step down from the creator of all it is, who even created these beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a directive. So different beings, like Yahweh, they say, I mean, that's not really the pronunciation. Excuse me on that. You have to tone it, to sing it, to pronounce it. You can't really say it. But anyway, that was responsible for overseeing Earth and maybe certain domains beyond the Earth, but for sure, let's say, the Earth. And there's a book Reg T. Miller wrote called A Pyramid Truth, Gateway Universe. That's a fascinating book about the pyramids and the energies and attributes it to Yahweh being the overall director of that whole project. And that doesn't exclude beings, you know, from other galaxies that they call travelers and so on, saying that this one being did all the work, but somebody who has the great blueprint and downloads and brings in the team to do the work, whether it's light beings or physical beings and beings that traveled from elsewhere and landed here and their footprints are here on the earth, that type of a thing.
So the work is actually to empower, whether it's a structure or humans, with the possibility of growing in higher consciousness, right?
Oh, absolutely. And all kinds of agendas for what these pyramids and other temples are tuned to. And today it's very popular to lump all that stuff into this realm called sacred geometry. And there's a lot of books that use the term sacred geometry. So when I'm saying sacred, and I'm not saying that all the authors who have written these books are clarifying it the way I am. I mean sacred meaning the creational patterns that the creator and the creation forces use, that if you look under a microscope or a telescope all over the universe and down inside the sub worlds, you're going to see this geometry, these shapes. And I mean, there should be another word for sacred shapes, let's say, or creationally proportioned shapes, because I'm trying to take the geo out because it's not only on Earth. For instance, if you look at all the minerals in the all plants, animals, creatures on Earth are created from, the minerals that are found on Earth, and you go down into the atomic structure of those minerals, there are 21 key shapes that fit into 7 different crystal kingdoms. And each crystal kingdom has got 3 expressions. So there's 21 shapes that all the whole periodic table of elements, subatomic lattice structure is built on. So all form built out of stuff all has a sacred geometry that most people don't see unless they were to peer into the subatomic and notice that.
Is that the same in our cellular structure?
Absolutely. Everything we're made out of, all the cells, everything, whether we're a plant, an animal, fish, insect, mammal, doesn't matter. We all are made of the minerals from the earth.
Hmm.
Unless we're from somewhere else and, you know, we're made of something else and we're visiting. If we're born here, that, in my understanding, is we share the earth's mineral kingdom in common in our makeup, and therefore we all have that in common.